Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Mary Lessman, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from the Book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 1 to 2 and 6 to 12. How lonely sits the city that once was full of people. How like a widow she has become, she that was great among the nations. She that was a princess among the provinces has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night, with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. From daughter Zion has departed all her majesty. Her princes have become like stags that find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers, in the days of her affliction and wandering, all the precious things that were hers in days of old. When her people fell into the hand of the foe, and there was no one to help her, the foe looked on mocking over her downfall. Jerusalem sinned grievously, so she became a mockery. All who honored her despise her, for they have seen her nakedness. She herself groans and turns her face away. Her uncleanness was in her skirts. She took no thought of her future. Her downfall was appalling, with none to comfort her. O Lord, look at my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. Enemies have stretched out their hands over all her precious things. She has even seen the nations invade her sanctuary, those whom you forbade to enter your congregation. All her people groan as they search for bread. They trade their treasures for food to revive their strength. Look, O Lord, and see how worthless I have become. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. Here ends the reading. Our reading for today is from the beginning of the Book of Lamentations. Lamentations was almost certainly written in the 6th century BCE to commemorate the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. The book is a series of tightly formed poems whose aim is to foster a catharsis of grief and a confession of hope. It's believed that Lamentations was used liturgically, together with fasting, prayer, and sacrifice, at the site of the temple ruins in Jerusalem. In its original setting, Lamentations performed the basic task of historical grief work. It bridged the gap between grief and anger and the theology and beliefs around which the people of God oriented their lives. In our opening passage today, the fall of Jerusalem is lamented. She was like a princess, but has fallen like a shameful woman. Our final lines read, "Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there's any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me." Those of you who regularly participate in the Stations of the Cross will recognize this line. A portion of it is included in the 13th station. The body of Jesus is placed in the arms of his mother. Lamentation recognizes our grief. And Jesus grieves. He grieves the death of his friend Lazarus. He grieves Jerusalem, knowing that it will be the site of his death. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." And he grieves his impending death in the Garden of Gethsemane. In the garden, he became distressed and agitated, and he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want. Many of us are familiar with grief, more familiar than we wish. We have grieved the loss of a relationship, the loss of a job, the loss of our predictable and comforting routine, the loss of health and vitality, the loss of innocence. And we have grieved death, the death of loved ones who lived long, full lives, and those we love whose deaths were unexpected and untimely. Our broken hearts that cry out in lament are not a bug in the system. They are a necessary part of the fabric of our lives, where we give ourselves fully one to another. When we love deeply, our hearts will break. When we give ourselves fully, the loss will knock us off balance. If we didn't experience pain and loss, how would we fully appreciate joy and love and that which is good? We, created in the image and likeness of God, grieve and lament because God grieves and laments. We do not have to keep a stiff upper lip or stuff our pain or put on a brave face. We can wail and tear our hair and rend our garments in good lamentation fashion. In our pain, in our loss, in our garden moments when we cry tears and become agitated and beg God to let the cup pass us by, God will remind us that He has been where we have been. He doesn't ask us to bear anything He has not borne. And more than this, He will accompany and, if necessary, carry us through our journey of grief and lamentation. He can handle our cries and our anger and our pain, and He will not leave us. As we make our way through Holy Week, accompanying Jesus in the pain and scorn and judgment and loss of His last days, let us hold fast to the truth that in His great love for us, Jesus has conquered death and offered new life. And in this new life, He will bear our grief and lamentation so that we might be restored. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon Him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of His great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of His suffering and also share in His resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.